Blog Talk Radio.
Every league, every team, every game, every season. 8 to 10, tell a friend. This is where the experts meet to speak on approach. You want to join the conversation, gotta pick up the phone. 646-200-3838. This is the verbal version of the replay, the recap. The game 7, the draft, preseason, the rematch. Players and coaches, the mayor keeps you posted. Whether you're rooting for the home or away. Dirt, turf, hardwood, grass, a click. We keep the conversation going and we cover it all. So when it goes down, you know the score. And when it comes to sports talk, this ain't no small talk. This is the big leagues, the ball is in your court. The best place for debate and point of view. After further review, you know what to do.
What's the deal, man? You got the mayor in the building, man. GQ Palace Radio. After further review, it's a Tuesday night. You know what we do, man. We're going to have a little fun tonight, man. It's my birthday, man. I'm feeling some kind of way, man. Thank you. And all that. Had a good day, man. Everything's everything. So we're going to get into a vibe, man. 646-200-3838 is the mathematics and all that. Press 1 to get in on the conversation. You know what to do. I want to shout out the good people at GQ Palace Radio, man, for Let Me Hold It Down last night. You know what I mean? Unsigned Artist Radio did the thing. You know what I mean? Shout out to the artists who we played and all that. Shout out to Casanova Rudd, man. Still doing the thing. So, yeah, man. So, it's Tuesday, man. Say it, man. It's my birthday, man. It's my one time of the year where I get to say it's my birthday, man. You know what I mean? And shout out to all the other the signs out there. No disrespect to all the other signs. But y'all kind of take too long to say. You know? You ask me what's my sign? Tell you Leo, bong bong, there it is. You know what I mean? No explanation needed. You know what I mean? I ain't got to give you no rule book or nothing. It's a Leo thing. Understand it or step aside. That's all it is. Leos is in the building. Leos run things, things don't run weight. So that's what I'm going to say, man. It's the mayor in the building, man. 646-200-3838. One is the mathematics to get in. where we at, man? It's baseball season. Listen, man, the Yankees are taking it on the chin right now, dealing with the situation that they got to deal with Alex Rodriguez and all of that. I'm not really, you know, I picked them to finish third, so I'm not really, you know, anything, you know, that they do that's on the positive side is gravy. But, you know, I just thought that, you know, with Jeter being out and, you know, no Teixeira, you know, and the situation with A-Rod and dealing with Granderson back and forth and CC Sabathia is pitching like garbage. So, you know, I didn't see us doing anything. But then again, I picked Toronto to win the division, and they're last this year. So what do I know? But, yeah, man, we here, man. My Yankees are doing what they got to do, man. Hopefully that, you know, we can be a spoiler, you know. And there's an extra wild card, so who knows what could happen between now and the end of September, man. 9.5 games out of first place. Which is, you know, it's not a good look, but it's not, you know, impossible to make some things happen. Right now, you know, hottest team in the league right now is Texas Rangers. They won 8 in a row, you know, and my man Yu Darvish, my man from Japan, I always talk about him all the time. He had another great start last night. You know, he's going to get that no-hitter one of these days, and, you know, it's just that, you know, it gets late into the game and things happen. But, I think that umpire had something to do with that game, too, because it was a call, balls and strikes, and the catcher for the Texas Rangers, A.J. Przinski, he got into it with the umpire. The umpire threw him out the game, and then, you know, the guy that came in to replace Przinski, you know, the catcher to come in to replace him, Yu Darvish comes in and this gives up a home run. So that ended the no-hitter, and, you know, I just think that the umpires sometimes put themselves before the game. They want to, you know, make it, you know, to be about them, and sometimes, they step out of line. But if there was a situation or a system where the umpires could really get publicly reprimanded and publicly, like, ridiculed for the mistakes that they make, because they're just making them with no repercussions, you know what I mean, no consequences or nothing. So I just think that, you know, if there was a situation where – and they would have to be, you know, responsible for the calls that they make. and stand behind what they what they do and what they say, I think there will be a whole different understanding between the players in baseball and the umpires, because the umpires kind of think it's all about them, and they take away from the fun in the game, because you don't know what kind of call you're going to get now, and if you argue the call too loudly, and you protest too much, they'll throw you right out the game, then turn around after the game and talk about they were sorry they got the call wrong. There's something that needs to be done about that. But as far as the rest of the American League is concerned, Boston's in first place, still holding it down in the East. Detroit's doing their numbers in the Central. Looks like they're going to do their thing, man. I'm thinking that maybe Kansas City might try to make a little run at the end, but Detroit is basically running away now. They're 6.5 games up. In the West, Texas leads Oakland by one game. That's going to be a good race. Coming down to the last month of the season, it's going to be a good race between Texas Rangers and Oakland, especially now Texas acquired Alex Rios from the Chicago White Sox to basically replace Nelson Cruz, who got suspended in the Biogenesis probe. Oh, we got our first bell on August the 13th, Tuesday, August the 13th, and guess who it is? T, what's going on? Welcome to the biggest show in town.
Happy birthday!
Yes, yes. Thank you very much. Appreciate you. What's going on?
Nothing much. Wanted to call and give you a shout out. Show some love.
Show some love. Thank you very much.
Yes.
Appreciate you.
Yes. So what's going on with you?
I'm having a good time, man. Having a great day. My birthday was good. It rained. It always rains on my birthday, man. That's the way, that's the one thing that you can count on. It raining on my birthday, and it, being like 2 weeks before school starts. That's the only thing you can count on my birthday. You know what I mean? But yeah, everything having a good time. Appreciate you calling. Eagles. Did you get a chance to look at them?
No.
Okay. All right.
I didn't get a chance to look at them, but I was like reading some things about them.
Mm-hmm.
I had never heard of any teams practicing a week with each other.
Right. Yeah. They do that. They do that in some cases,
Okay.
Yeah, they do that in some cases. Yeah, they practice, and then they play the preseason game, they have like little agreements or whatever. Like the Cowboys, they have a agreement because their training camp is in California. So
right.
They usually, in preseason they'll play the Raiders, so they'll have to do that as much traveling. You know what I mean? Because they do their training in Cali, so they try to keep it. They can have work out a situation where we'll work out with you and practice with you during the week or whatever, and then we'll have a game. Because Tampa Bay did the same thing with the Patriots.
Wow.
They work out with them for a couple of days or whatever, and then they'll have a game. But that's what it is. So Michael Vick he started the first game.
Yeah, I heard him and Deshaun showed out.
Yeah, they did the thing, but I think that Chip Kelly's gonna give Nick Foles a start next week, and I think that's only being fair.
I mean,
just to really see what see what you're working with back there.
Who's putting out what? Yeah.
Yeah, and I mean that Vic did his numbers. He represented. He was 4 out of 5 for 94 yards. He threw a touchdown, so he represented. He did him. You know what I mean?
Right.
So then Nick Foles is going to start next week. So it rotates. Then you can basically see what you got,
It was one of them that they threw out because he got to fighting with one of the Patriots.
Mm-hmm.
Doing just the practice.
Right.
I know she's going to go crazy.
Yeah, it gets pretty intense, man. And practices. They want to hit somebody else. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
Because
you've
been hitting your own people all week. Now you want to you want to get into the fire now. You know what I'm saying? So, that's how it goes down, man. And that's what it is. So yeah.
Did your team win?
We lost 44-16.
Oh wow.
The more things change, the more they stay the same. That's my Tampa Bay Buccaneers. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, it is what it is.
It is. It's a practice game, but again, I'm going to speak to it, and I always have, and now I'm seeing, starting to see little reports and things of that nature, something that I've been saying since last year. It's all contingent on Josh. If Josh decides, it's his contract year this year. So this year, T, we're going to really see what's good with Josh Freeman. You know what I'm saying? We're going to really see what's good with him because, first of all, it's his contract year. Okay, so he's playing for his next deal.
Wow.
So you got to do what you got to do, son. We got you a running game.
Better.
You know what I'm saying? We got you Doug Martin. You know what I mean? We went and scraped, you know, Peyton Hillis off the cover of the Madden box. We went and got him. You know what I mean? We got your receivers. You got Vincent Jackson on one side. You got Williams on the other side. Your defense is stout now. We got Darrell Revis. He's talking about he don't know if he go. I wouldn't play Darrell Revis until we play the Jets, until opening
okay.
day. Let
okay.
him sit and rest. You know what I'm saying? I'm looking forward to some big things for my Tampa Bay Buccaneers, man. We got in a couple
Anything
weeks
happen.
We're going to do the we're gonna do the NFL preview show in a couple of weeks, and I got some things planned for my team. I'm really, really looking forward to my team making some noise. But Josh Freeman gotta step up. It's all on him. It's
wow.
all on him. You know, even Doug Martin as a rookie last year, he proved his worth. He
wow.
came in and took LeGarrette Blunt's spot. He just came in and housed it. Bang. You know, get out of here. This ain't for you, B. You know what I'm saying? And so he proved his wealth. We went and got Vincent Jackson for free agency. We got Mike Williams. We just re-upped with him. Our offensive line is okay. Rondé retired, which is fine. He had a special career in Tampa Bay. That's fine. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
We lost a couple of guys in free agency. Bennett went to Seattle, which is fine. You know what I mean?
Right.
And my Tampa Bay Buccaneers are going to be all right this season. I think we're going
like
to be
you,
doing
make
a lot of things.
For you.
We're going to do a lot of things this season. But the Eagles, not so much. I don't know.
Man.
I mean, and that division could be, and your division could be had, see? You know, because you know what? I'm going to get a little open on it right now, because I think the RG3 is not going to have the same season that he had last year. He's going to take a step back.
Right,
I think
right.
Tony Romo is going to take a step up. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Eli's going to be Eli regardless. He's going to win.
Yeah.
He's going to pull out a game in the last 2 minutes. Then they're going to lose the game that they're supposed to win. So Eli's going to be Eli. So what does that leave us with? Michael Vick and the Eagles and Chip Kelly. I think
right.
Michael Vick is the perfect quarterback for that offense. He just has to
yeah.
play like it. That's all. He got to do is play. The spot is his. It's his
yeah.
to lose.
Yeah,
so,
I think they do what they got to do.
Yeah, yeah, and I think that the Eagles, I don't see them really trying to make any playoff run this season. I'm not trying to be funny or nothing like that, but that's
no,
just how I see.
I
see that. I think that the other three teams in the division are stronger than them.
Yeah.
You know, and again, they got Kerry Williams from the Baltimore Ravens in the secondary, but I think he said in the interview that, you know, the Eagles. The defense just has to get tougher, not stronger.
True.
You know? So, again, if the, you know, if Chip Kelly can, you know, that offense and the referee. Now, here's something you got to watch for the season, T. Here's something you might want to watch. When the Eagles run their offense, that watch and see how the referees, because they want to run an up-tempo. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
They want to run an up-tempo offense. They want to keep the plays going. They get the play, spot the ball, run the play. Do the play, spot the ball, run the play. Now, watch how the referees, you know what I'm saying? Because you know they got to spot the ball before every play.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So they're going to be ready to go.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? They're going to be at the line of scrimmage ready to go, and they're waiting for the referees. So that, I want to see how that offense, you know, how it can go with, you know, dealing with that situation with the referees. Because the referees are not going to be in any rush.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? They're going to do their job, spot the ball. That, you know, with the line and this and that, and then you run the next play. But the Eagles are like, run the play, set the ball, hike the ball, run the next play.
Wow.
You know, and I think that is going to be kind of sort of a way to, you know, see who can run the offense efficiently without, you know, having calling a lot of timeouts early. You know what I'm saying? Why are you going to call a timeout? You still got 13 minutes to play in the quarter.
Exactly.
You know, you save those timeouts
right
for the end. But, yeah, I think that, you know, the Eagles, you know, they're going to do some things. I don't think that they're going to be a team that's going to win a lot of games, but they're not going to be like 4-12. They might be 7-9.
Yeah.
You know.
Eight and eight.
They can spoil somebody's season, 8-8. The Eagles are not a bad team.
Yeah. It wouldn't surprise me, though,
right.
You know, what they do.
Right.
Honestly, because,
uh-huh.
like I said, they got a lot of brushing up to do.
Right. Right.
They got a lot of brushing up to do.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they got to, you know, again, what we talked about earlier with their offensive line and how they wasn't protected from Michael Vick last year and things and all of that. So they stepped that up. You know, Mike Vick got a little, you know, a little stronger, put a little bulk on him
yeah.
and stuff like that. But
yeah.
I don't care what y'all do. All I'm saying is October 13th, it's going down. You know what I'm saying? My Buccaneers is going, you know, do what they got to do.
You know, win or lose, I'm going to still get you.
Yeah, you know, that's what it is. But y'all schedule
but listen,
is kind of hard body, though.
I know Mike is happy as a, I can't say what I want to say, but I know he happy that the Giants beat the Steelers.
Yeah, I mean, you know, yeah, you know, it's exhibition season, you know, and he probably is. He's probably feeling real well right now, you know.
Oh, yeah.
You know how you do. When the Giants lose, he gets sick, catch a cold, or
get the flu, or
break his leg,
stuff.
Or something, you know. You know, that's Mike, my dude, hard body. But, yeah, y'all schedule is rough, yo.
Yeah.
Your schedule is hard body. You got, yo, and then you got the Redskins on a Monday night in Washington.
Yeah.
Then you got the Chargers at home. Then you got the Chiefs. Andy Reid comes in on that Thursday night.
Oh, snap.
Then you go to Denver. Then you go to play the Giants. Then you go to Tampa Bay. So that's a 3-game road trip.
Hey, that's all right. We're going to do what we got to do and what we what
I
we
hope so. Y'all might be 0-7.
No. We're going to beat y'all if nobody else.
You going to, huh?
We gonna beat y'all if nobody
else. All right. Yeah. Y'all lucked out last year. I don't even want to talk about that. It's my birthday. We don't have to talk about that. You know
okay.
what I'm saying?
Okay. I won't talk about it. Then.
But y'all lucked out. Y'all lucked out though last year though, man. We here in the building, man. 646-200-3838 is the math, man. Press 1 to get in on the conversation.
Hey.
It's my birthday, man. I'm wilding out, man. GQ Palace hey. After further review. We here. So yeah, T, what did you think about the situation with the as far as the Eagles, you know, switching their switch? Uh oh, we got the bell. Saved by the bell. Somebody's on the line, and I think they're calling from Michigan. It's my man Ziggy. Ziggy, what's good, man? Welcome to the Bigger Show. How you doing?
Happy Earth Day, bro.
Man, salute, my dude. Appreciate you, man. Thank you. That's what it is. What's going on with you, my G?
Hey, football talk, baby.
All right, let's get it in. Your Lions. You got anything you want to say about your Detroit Lions?
One thing I have learned from the preseason game.
Okay.
Is that two things positive I'm gonna take out of it because I can be quite negative on them when they
very very negative, very negative. You're very positive about being negative.
I don't have the blinders on at the system.
I hear you.
I
respect that to the fully, man. But go ahead.
I will take up for my team if an outsider blasts them.
I hear you. So what did you see?
Okay. First of all, our kicking situation.
Mm-hmm.
That's terrible when you got to go with kicking first.
Yeah.
Our kicking situation, at least Kickalicious. He's that real deal.
Okay.
All right, that's first. And then second, we probably got the best. Now, hold on to your seat when I say this.
Yeah.
We probably got the best backup in football today.
Best backup quarterback?
Yes, sir.
Sean Hill?
Yes, sir.
You probably got two, because Kellen Moore ain't no joke either, my G.
Right.
The kid from Boise State.
But
yeah, you might have two.
For example, I watched the whole game. The first quarter, Stafford, just when he took his drop back, his eyes was on Megatron. He didn't even scan the other half of the field.
Right. He didn't even look him off.
He didn't even look that way.
Right.
And I'm like, wow. But when Sean Hill came in right behind him, his head was like rotating. I mean, he was looking left, he was looking right. I said, wait a minute. They don't teach... They just teaching Stafford just to throw to one man or just look at one half, because if that's the case, it's only gonna be he only looking 50% of the offense, 50% of the field.
Right. But again, to that I would say in his defense, and I don't know how strong of a defense it could be at this point. It's the first game. maybe you don't want to give away, you don't want to give that away or whatever, any little, type of, something that might tip them off or whatever. I don't know. But again, like you said, yeah, like you said, you just can't stare your receiver down. That sounds kind of crazy. But and all in all, how did they look against the Jets, man?
Okay, well, I'm glad it was Sanchez behind him throwing the ball. That's one thing I can say.
Did he throw an interception?
Yeah, he threw it straight to Ziggy.
Ziggy, the rookie, right? The rookie that they didn't like, right? The rookie that your people in your sports room group didn't like, right?
Right.
And how did that work?
Say what now?
I said, how did that work?
How did that work out?
Yeah, how did that work with Mark Sanchez throwing an interception to Ziggy?
Well, hey.
That's just what he do, right?
Right. Instead of taking a loss, or instead of
throwing the ball away,
he just threw it straight to him, and everybody went nuts.
Hero.
And I'm like, hold on, y'all, I could have caught that and ran that back in.
Right, trying to be a hero. Word up. But yeah, man. So all in all, you say your team, you won 26-17 over the Jets.
We got the offense opened up a little bit.
Okay.
Hopefully with Bush in there, a safety can walk up on the line of scrimmage and Megatron don't have to get doubled all the time.
That's what it is. We got the bell. You know what that means, my G. We got another caller on the line. The big homie Slate representing Al Rumab all day. What's good, my G? How you feeling, man? Welcome to the bigger show.
What's going on, man? Happy Mother's Day, brother. Thank you, G.
Appreciate you, man. Appreciate you, fam.
No doubt. What's good?
What's going on with you, my dude?
Same old, man. Just doing me. Just chilling out. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
Shout out my homie on his born day.
That's what it is.
What you do.
Appreciate you. Trying to hold it down. Everything's everything.
Yes, sir.
Word up. So did you get the did you get a chance to look at your boys over the weekend?
I really don't do preseason until maybe the last game. The starters play a whole quarter or so. I just can't do preseason. Can you imagine watching the Jets and say Cleveland the first preseason game of the year? Like, come on.
Right.
I just can't
do it. I got all these Giants fans hollering at me, though. Like, I guess that was their Super Bowl or something. I don't get it. But, it is what it is.
Yeah, it's the first preseason game, you know what I mean? And how many series are Ben Roethlisberger going to play? You know what I'm saying?
He played one.
Yeah, he was 4-8. You know what I mean? He made his appearance. Again, like you said, when it gets down to the last preseason game where they get more time, you see basically who's going to make the cut. You know what I mean? Then, you kind of get into it a little bit. But some of them follow from the door. You know what I mean? I ain't mad at that either, because I follow my Bucks from the door, man. Even though, again, my season is contingent on what Josh does.
Don't get it twisted. I mean, I bleed black and yellow. Anybody who knows me knows. I can't do the preseason.
You know what I mean? Right.
Hey, Mayor. What's up? Yeah. Maybe I'm looking at it a different way, because now that you're... Now with all you, especially with your fantasy football league, and you got all these heavy hitters, you got to do your homework in preseason.
Hey, I'm telling you, man. That was a nice segue. I got the after further review, man. Fantasy football league on ESPN.com.
Ziggyville.
Shoot me an email, man. I'll shoot you the invite. It's definitely going down. I haven't set a draft day yet. But it's going down after further review league, and it's definitely going down. So if you know how we do it real big. And like Ziggy said, man, you better do your homework.
That's to do your homework, baby.
It's going to be hard to hide on Facebook. We're going to hunt you down all week.
Yes, sir.
You better get it down. Get it together. Have your thing together, man. But, it's going down. Holler at your boy, man. Shoot me an email, man. Put it on after further review or... my email is kipstachio@yahoo.com. If you know me, you know my email. You know what I'm saying?
I'm overloaded.
That's what it is. But yeah,
with Matthew Berry and my drafts and doing my draft period.
I hear you. But, how much of that is basically numbers oriented against your gut feeling.
Okay, but the one thing I do realize in this year mock draft mm-hmm. is that you can't get a quarterback if you don't. You can't get a quarterback, a good quarterback in round five. Because they're gonna be there because the way it look like the system go, everybody's gonna be loaded up with wide receivers and running backs. Just hope that you got the you can actually grab, because I did a mock draft the other day and I was actually able to grab in round four. I was actually able to grab RG3.
Hey, that's a good look. If he lasted that long, that's a good look. But to me, it's like you got to have people that's gonna, you know, get you get what you need. Because again, you got to consider the bye week. You got to consider the injury. Consider, you know, who's the sleeper who came out of nowhere, things of that nature.
Yep.
So again, I had the number one pick in my draft. I forgot who I took. But I did my numbers. I did my numbers, man.
Number
again,
one.
It's just again, like I was trying to say, it's like based on, you know, you do your homework, you study them, you know, you study the math and things of that nature. But then it's a gut feeling. Who do you think that's going to have, you know, that type of season that you could follow and put on your team that you could rely on that's going to hold you down as far as the fantasy is concerned? That's the bell, man. So you know what that means. We got another caller on the line. Kia, what's good? Welcome to the bigger show. What's happening?
Happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. What's going on?
Nothing. Just walking in my door. Got to get myself situated. You know, I'm traveling up to Pittsburgh tomorrow.
Yeah, that's what it is. That's what it is. Going up to training camp, right?
I'm going up to training camp.
That's
just
what
my
it is.
Fighting phase. No cell phone. No nothing. That nobody, you know, nothing.
No nothing. So
nothing.
What's your... How did your team look on Saturday night against the Giants?
You know, I didn't even watch the game. I had to take the game. I'll tell you the reason later. But I wasn't even home half the day. And
okay.
I had to take the game. I didn't think I was going to be out that long, but I was out that long.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't play around that way. And I had to take the game. Thank God for DVR.
No doubt.
I love my DVR. But I'll find out what happens next. You know, we're having Saturday when I get up here tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm gonna, you know, be asking some questions, like, you know, but we'll see.
Yeah, that's what it
I
is.
I don't ever worry about preseason. You know me. They better get all the kinks out while they get the kinks out now.
Get the kinks out now, huh? Word, I heard that. Since we got a couple people in the building, I just want to get everybody's opinion on Adrian Peterson and him saying that people, you know, accusing him or. You know, being, you know, connected him to HGH is a good thing. What do you think about him saying
who,
that?
Who connected him? He said that.
You know, they know how rumors
people
talk rumors. You know how the rumors get started. You know, Time X Social Club and all that. You know.
Oh please, he can't be his novel to that.
But he says he takes it as a compliment. He's like, wow,
oh, really?
You know, people think I'm doing, you know, I'm doing those super numbers like that. It's a compliment.
Yeah, because I turned into the $6 million man.
I think that's just he just rehabbed real well. He just does what he needs to do to get his body in shape. That's all that is.
But
that's
again, you know, everything is how we are right now. If anybody does numbers that's over the norm or outside of the norm, the first thing that'll come up is, oh man, you know, they must be doing something or taking something or whatever. So,
but there's some athlete who's a better than
exactly. One at a time, yo.
Mm-hmm. Peterson has always been like that, though. I'm
right.
A diehard Oklahoma fan.
Right, that's right.
That's why his nickname is All Day, because that's how he does. He's like
mm-hmm.
a workout
mm-hmm.
warrior, gets it in. So, I mean, that's nothing for him, and he's very confident. Like, he really going to try to go for over 25
yards.
I'm not mad at that. Neither.
Here comes the bell, y'all. Wait for it. All right. We got the bell. You know what that means. We got another caller on the line. Diggs, what's good, man? Welcome to the bigger show. What's happening?
Yo, what's going on, yo?
Everything, man. Everything's everything. What's good?
Yo, chilling, man. Yo, happy born day, man.
Shout out, man. Thank you, man. Thank you. Diggs, what's good, man? We had talking for football, man. Getting it in, man. Making it happen right now.
Yes, sir.
Your Seahawks. How'd your Seahawks look, man?
In that week one, they looked pretty good. They looked pretty good. I mean, you really wasn't really going to be expecting much from Russell Wilson. He only had
right.
like one series. But the main thing was, it wasn't really like the starters he was looking at. It was, you know, the subs and the replacement players and people that's trying to make an impact on that roster.
Right.
Overall, they're looking pretty good. And, like, the main thing they was concerned about was their linebackers and their wide receivers.
Mm-hmm.
Even Williams stepped up with a long ball threat, and the linebackers, we got Corey Powell and a couple of them stepping up. So we're looking good, but next week we got a good test because we get Pink Man.
Okay.
So I'm looking forward to that, but it's at home, so we're seeing.
They got Denver next week? He said they got Denver?
Yeah, they got Denver. We got Denver next week.
That should be a good game.
Yeah, hopefully. Hopefully, depending on how long you start to stay in the game, because you know how preseason is.
Mm-hmm.
We see what's up. But yeah, I heard y'all was talking about, when I was, you know, all waiting, I heard y'all was talking about the Adrian Peterson thing.
Right. What's your opinion on that?
I'm like, yo, if y'all ain't knocked him for steroids while he was in Oklahoma, don't play yourself and try and knock him now, because he ain't doing nothing differently than what he did from when he first got in the league.
Right, I think that's what Slate was saying earlier. He's a beast. He's all day, so that's what he's known for. His regimen is tight like that, so you know that's the results. You see the results right there.
Exactly, and for him to tell y'all straight up he takes it as a compliment, I would too, because obviously you're looking at all he's done, and now you're realizing that it must be performance enhancement. Like, nah, he was doing this from day one.
Mm-hmm.
I think it could, because the fact that he's coming out saying he gonna rush for 2,500 yards. That's what Adrian Peterson said, he's going to rush for 2,500 yards. So if he said he's going to rush for 2,500 yards, he may rush for 2,500 yards.
If he had a better offense around him, I believe, like just somebody who can do. Well, they got Greg Jennings, so that helps.
I know where you was going with it. If you had somebody that could take the pressure off, because you know where the ball is going. Christian Ponder is not scaring nobody.
Right, but like,
you know what I'm
saying? Point, if they still had like a healthy Percy offense with Greg Jennings.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's like, okay, now what do we do?
Right.
Because
you got to stop the run and the pass. Right. That's right.
Because
mm-hmm. that's
tough. Do AP need a better offense? Is that what he need to do?
That's a good question. But the only thing I'm worried about that with is just the wear and tear. Because now you're going to have defense just zoned in on him.
2,500. They putting it up in the locker room.
Yeah, that's gonna be everybody's locker room, man.
Yes, sir. Circle.
Yeah.
They gonna have it circled.
Yep.
But since he's in the league, he's in no offense.
And again, you know, so what's gonna be taped up in the Vikings locker room? 156, because he's got to average 156 yards a game.
Hey, that's their
problem. 2,500.
That's their problem. He the one who put the pressure on himself.
Yeah.
Yup.
You know.
Exactly. Yup. That offensive line is really going to be having a whole bunch of pressure, because if they can't block, nice as Peterson is, it's really not going to be able to help.
It's not going to make a difference. That's right. That's
it's
the bell. So you know
off.
What that means. We got another caller on the line. James, welcome to the bigger show. What's good, James?
Happy Born Day to you, brother.
Thank you. Salute, man. Thank you. Appreciate you, man.
First time calling. I've been reading about you. Been reading your information on a couple of sports sites on Facebook. And
yes, sir.
Work, brother. I want to congratulate you on that.
Appreciate you, man. Thanks for checking it out, man. I do it because, you know, I've been doing it for like over a year now, man. I do it every day, man. I just get up and put my own little spin on it, because I feel like, you know, ESPN, you got that. But when we in the shop, when we in the barbershop, or we on the block, we talking sports, we don't wear no suits and ties. And we kick it with how we understand it, you know what I mean? And nine and a half times out of ten, we right. And the cats that I run with, like my man Diz, his brother Jerome, his crew, you know what I mean? We could sit and have our own sports center.
Yeah.
Right. And I'm talking about Adrian Peterson.
Yes, sir.
The thing that amazes me about that guy, man, look, 2,097 yards. Now, you look at Minnesota's offense last year.
Right.
You look at Christian Ponder. Christian Ponder wasn't scaring nobody.
Right, exactly.
They were scaring him to throw the ball. Adrian Peterson been looking at 8-9 man fronts all year. And he's the only guy it still amazes me to see him go in one side of the pile and come out the other
side.
The boy amazes me. And every time I saw him run last year, it reminds me of why Roy Williams called the boy AD.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie.
They called him ever since his day, before his days in at Oklahoma. They called him AD all day. Get the ball, he'll run all day.
Mm. Hey, I know he came into Seattle and tore us a new one. And from the second play of the game, I said, "Oh man, it's gonna be a long day with this dude, yo." I swear, I was watching that game.
He's coming up to Seattle again.
Yeah, he's coming to Seattle again. Oh, yeah, you know I got the beers and the alcohol ready just in case I got to
get it. No doubt. That's what it is.
I know Richard Sherman and them boys ain't looking forward to seeing 28 in purple.
Nah, man. I tell you one thing. I don't think Richard Sherman going to be doing a whole bunch of talking in that game. It's funny because the last time we played him, Earl Thomas was doing all the talking for us in that game. Yeah, we beat them 30-20, but, like, who was it? Our linebacker, Bobby Wagner, said he was like, yo, the second play of the game, he ran to the right, and he was like Alan Branch had him in the backfield. So he was like, okay, he's quick. When he ran to the sideline, he was like, oh, we got him. He said, yo, he did one cut. He said he turned around. He see him running and nobody near him.
Bingo. You gotta go there.
Like, yo, we just had him on the sideline. Yo, he said he turned around, and this dude is running in the middle of the field by himself.
Hey, Mayor.
Yes, sir.
I'm about to tell you, you know, that we were just talking about fantasy football.
Right.
Just last week, an old running back that's been down for the last 3-4 years, he made a move that was so out cold that I'm thinking back to his old form because I haven't seen him like that in 3 years.
And who are we talking about?
How about Chris Johnson?
He put the beats on that dude.
I ran two safeties after that.
Yeah, he did put the beats on.
He split both of them.
Yep. I mean, so does he get you know pushed to the back of the pile? Is he that next dude? Because everybody was talking about him, you know, not so long ago, but now then nobody talks about Chris Johnson anymore.
Okay, but he hit the bottom.
Chris was talking wild next too.
And nobody talking about Chris Johnson. He did nothing since he signed that contract.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
He got the Sean Alexander disease.
I was about to say, he got the fall guy disease.
He got the Sean Alexander disease.
hey, remember on this show, he's not to be addressed as Sean Alexander.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
He's the fall guy.
That's right, the fall guy. That's right. That's his name, the fall guy.
We got him week one.
Hey, Seattle fan, at least he got a Super Bowl before he finally turned down being a crap.
That contract was his Super Bowl. Stop playing.
I'm just hoping that we be able to make the playoffs and then let it happen from there. Let's just forward they make. Because I don't want to be able to say, yeah, we get to the Super Bowl, a couple of injuries here, and we fighting for a first-round draft pick.
Seattle winning the division.
Let's just win the division, take it. And that's the thing I love about Pete Carroll, because he was like, look, they can talk all that Super Bowl. We got to concentrate on winning the division, because last I checked, we haven't won a division in, what, 3-4 years? Mm. Let's do that first.
Get that out the way first.
Let's get that out the way first.
Because I think, like, if Seattle could get home field advantage, they're going to the Super Bowl.
Right. Yeah. I think Seattle going to win that division.
If Seattle could get home field advantage through the playoffs, it's a done deal. Who's going to beat them up
here? They're going to be a whole different team. They're all going to be ready for that quarterback. I'm telling you, who's going to beat them up there?
That 12th man in Seattle is a monster.
Right. Man, who's going to beat them up there? The reason why I said that is because we already went to the same garbage last year with Atlanta. Everybody's like, oh, the Falcons this, the Falcons that, the Falcons the third.
I wasn't like that, the Falcons,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And the Falcons have shown themselves to be regular season heroes.
I knew they wasn't because ever since the Falcons was all out and they play the Giants and they only scored two points. I'm done. I was done with them then.
But what about last year when they had the playoff game at home?
Yeah.
And lost.
And they were undefeated at home. They were undefeated the whole year.
And so I don't. that's why I don't trust Matt Ryan. I mean, people,
yeah,
you know, Falcon
trust,
fans, listen,
I
don't really trust. You got to show me something, man.
But
you
it's
know
not,
what I mean? I'm not
but
really
it's not laid
like
all
that.
On his. It's not all on his lap no more because of Steven Jackson.
Now they got Steven Jackson. Yeah,
you got Steven Jackson.
They got a running game.
They got a running game
with Michael Turner last year.
Okay, yeah, you, but they totally two different
type of
runners.
Look at that like this. As a Detroit Lions fan, if we actually got a playoff game, not to mention a home game, God forbid we get a home playoff game. If we actually get a playoff game, I'll be happy about that. How about that?
You don't care where you got to go.
Yeah, I don't care. We got to go to the moon. Detroit got to go to the moon.
I'm tired of picking in the top five, man.
Yes, sir. Now you know how I feel, right? Hey, Jay, now you know how I feel,
tired
right?
Of my Super Bowl. I'm tired of my Super Bowl occurring in the third week of April.
Hey, Diz. That's their team that always is in the green room. They always got somebody in the green room. The Lions. Let's go see the Lions guy over there.
If the Lions come out punching first, I mean that schedule is made for them to get 10 wins.
Hold on, wait a minute, I'm feeling a certain way. It's my birthday, I'm floating, but I'm still good with my people. See, after further review and all that, we got to dissect this and show me where you see 10 wins in the Lions schedule.
I spotted 10 wins. I think they can go up to they play home against the Vikings. I think they can win that game against the Vikings. I think they can take two from Chicago this season because Chicago is wounded.
Okay.
And they can beat Chicago both times.
Hold on, let her finish. Go ahead.
In Soldier Field, and they can beat them up in four.
That's three.
And I think they can split Green Bay. And that's already.
You entitled to your opinion, but you just kind of lost me a little bit. They're gonna sweep Chicago and Green Bay.
Not to say they're gonna sweep Green Bay. I think they can probably split for Green Bay. I think they're gonna sweep
They're going to Lambeau
to win that game.
Okay, they're gonna split with Green Bay. Then what? That's four. Now what?
And then they got some loose games out there. They got some loose games. That's a division out there. That's if they do what they need to do.
They play your division.
Yeah, but they ain't beating us.
They play your division.
If we can beat Green Bay, we can beat y'all.
She making that from the jump. Hey, they play out the
man. Out your mouth. This came out your mouth. You said we can beat Green Bay.
If we would have traveled on the road, I would have been worried about Ben on the road at four. So right now we at home. Ben is comfortable at home. Ben don't need too much at home, so I'm not worried about home.
I'm looking at the Lions' schedule right now, and I'm trying to see where you see 10 wins at.
10 wins. I don't see it.
We kind of good for picking these games.
But hey.
They ain't come to Pittsburgh to win. Now, if we were going to role play in the fourth, I'd have been like a little hesitant about
right.
Ben and his six and his fourth. But Ben at home, Ben don't lose too much at home.
I don't see 10 wins.
I see that could be the Cowboys.
Huh? You think they could beat the Cowboys?
Because it's toward the end of the season, right?
It's week 8. It's just before they bye. They play the Cowboys.
Yeah.
I got some news for you on the NFL preview. When we do the NFL preview, I got a surprise for you.
Oh, you do?
Yes, I do. But I still don't see. I don't see 10 wins for the Lions.
I can see 10 wins. I can see them beating a 10-6 record.
Really?
And all because you know what, Gunner was talking, and you know, I think they're gonna show it a whole different realm in that defense now. Because if everybody stay healthy, and Lions punch first, they gotta punch first.
Okay, man. This is where I take the boxing gloves off and be negative to that last before I was positive.
All right, go ahead, be negative.
That defense, from what I watched in week one, they still can't cover nobody.
You talking about your defense, the Lions?
Yes, sir.
I mean, again,
the linebackers don't even drop back in the the linebackers don't even drop back
into the. Scary, man.
I'm talking about the front four. I ain't talking about the front four. I'm talking about the linebacker, the cover.
Well, you got to fix that. I can't help you. I don't know what to tell you.
I don't care if we can get heat on the quarterback. If we, it won't be no difference after his two-step drop. He already released the ball.
Well, now your linebackers and the secondary got to be sound. If they
got to be sound.
If they can tackle,
they play the zone. They played the zone the other night,
Go ahead, Slate.
You like that secondary talk? I see your subliminals, Playboy. You got
to be a secondary
fan. Let Ziggy finish, man. Don't blow me up yet. I know you know me, Slate. We go back like rocket chairs, man. So I know you know me, and you're right too. But go ahead, Ziggy.
I'm over here laughing. Your secondary tight. Now we talk about
my secondary tight. Hey, Diz, you see that? My secondary tight. Now I'm kind of like pulling my defense and my secondary and stuff. I'm, you know.
Oh please.
That's just the island. The island is here. But so Ziggy, what would you say about your defense, man?
Basically, what I'm saying is the defense. They're gonna have to do something better because they had ran the zone.
Uh-huh.
And the first game expedition, you had tight ends running up the middle, and
uh-huh.
the linebackers ain't even 10 yards around them.
Mm.
When the tight end caught the ball, he turned around and realized wasn't nobody around him. He was like, he took about 5 steps into the touchdown, and everybody, and you could see that the linebacker that blew the coverage, his name was Lewis, turned the corner looked at him. The safety looked at him, and the safety looked at him was like, you know, what happened? He said, Lewis looking at him like, I thought you was back there. You can't be having that.
Isn't that what usually happens, man? Isn't it just seeing that same song and dance? Aren't you used to that right now? Your secondary getting blown out the water. But it's the first week, man. You practice that. It'll get better.
Practice makes perfect, baby.
Practice makes perfect. Or at least 3 wins.
You win games Tuesday through Saturdays, not on Sundays.
Yeah, that's true. That's right.
Real quick, I think with preseason, I think the best way to determine the outlook on the team is by week 3 of the preseason. Because by then, them people in week 3, they know they fighting for their positions.
Right.
Exactly.
People are getting dropped, so them people are going hard fire.
You got guys,
so you really get to see who's really balling and who's not.
No doubt.
You got guys fighting to get on the position right now in week 1, though.
Right, but
all 50, because you only probably got about out of 4 weeks, you only probably got about 10 or 15 cats that's actually on the field. That's really sweating. They don't know what's going to happen for them in the next 3 weeks, so they fight for their lives too.
The difference I feel between week 1 and week 3, week 1, everybody's getting a tryout. So
right.
You get
to see
who's doing what. So
mm-hmm.
then you go need your practices week 2, then you get an idea. But week 3, when them cuts start happening, whatever you learn, whatever you was doing in them practices, you got to show and prove and leave no doubt. Because
that's
when
right.
you slip up here and there, next thing you know,
mm-hmm.
they calling you and telling you, bring in your playbook.
They knock on the door, right?
Yep,
but you know what, though,
Diz,
on the other side of that, that could turn out into a positive thing because somebody else could be scouting, could be looking at you. They might need you, you know what I mean? You might fall into
them people that balling in week 3 that didn't get a shot with that team.
Right. Might get picked up by somebody else. So it's an audition process. That's right.
We're always playing for the audition.
That's right. It's an audition process. Yeah, man, we here, man. It's getting hot, man, on the man's birthday, man. After further review, GQ Palace Radio is in the building, man. 646-200-3838 is the math. Press 1 to get in on the conversation, man. It's kind of hot tonight, man. Shout out thanks to everybody, man, for the birthday love and all that, man. Kind of feeling myself right now, how we do and how we do. We're gonna switch it up a little bit, man, because I wanted to get into a little something. We're going to do over and unders, right? And what the over and unders are is we're going to keep it in the NCAA chamber. So we're going to go to the top 10 teams. We can pick that top 10. It's not an official top 10. We just go, you know, pull 10 teams out of a hat. And we're going to, you know, mess with some over-unders and see what y'all think about that. The first team that we got, shout out to my man Diz, is in the building. We got the Alabama Crimson Tide.
Over.
Okay.
Even.
Hold on.
Yeah.
I got
right
to put the number.
I
got to put the number out there first, Ziggy. The number the over-under number that we have for Alabama is 12. Where we at with that? 12. Over or under?
So
that would make it 13. So 12. Where are we at with Alabama? The over-under for Alabama is 12. Can they win 12 games?
Yeah, they can.
Yeah. Let me explain.
Go ahead.
Only thing I'm saying is, yes, Alabama can win 12 games, but I don't think they will.
Okay.
The SEC is going to beat them.
They reload.
Okay.
I've got no issue with that.
Do you see them winning September 14th against A&M?
I think T.J. Yeldon is a dark horse candidate for the Heisman. The point is the truth.
That's that Alabama Crimson Tide Roll Tide pride coming out of you right now. I hear you. So Kia, how's it look? They're over or under Alabama 12.
They're not winning 12 games. They're under.
Dave, where you at? Over or under?
I got them at 12.
Okay, so that's a push. All right. Rodney Z, where you at? Over or under?
I got them at a push.
Push for 12. My other man is on the line. Name right now. James, where you at with it? Over or under?
I got him under. I think they'll win 11. I don't think they win out.
They're not gonna win out.
That September 14th game against Texas A&M. That's gonna be the game right there.
Yeah.
That's gonna be the game right there for Alabama. That's September 14th game. And Collin Station against Johnny Manziel.
They ain't worried because Johnny Manziel ain't worried.
They wasn't worried last year at home.
Johnny football is not worried.
I don't know what they're gonna do. But
people that he was signing autographs for.
He's a big dummy,
man. His family got money already. You know what I'm saying? Why are you signing for dough when you already rich?
And you talking about going up under center pallet, trying to face a Nick Saban defense, and you got a lot of other stuff going on.
All right, the next team we got for the over-unders is Ohio State. The number for Ohio State, 12. Over or under?
Way under.
Kia said over.
They're
winning 12.
Well.
Rodney.
Wow. You know
you
what?
Under?
I would say with Ohio State.
Yeah.
I would have to say over.
Their schedule is easy.
Yes, that's what
they're
over. Oh, yeah.
That's
they
were right through it. But wait, was it last year on the low they were undefeated?
Yeah, they were undefeated last year.
Yep.
Yeah.
They were 12-0 last year, but they didn't get, you know, they got sanctioned, so they didn't get any bowl games.
Hey, you know, Nick Saban is a good coach, but Urban Meyer ain't no joke either.
Right?
Yeah.
So we got Kia said over, Diz, you said over. James, where you at with that? Ohio State 12.
I got them at under. Their dream ends on November 30th in Ann Arbor. Okay,
I see you.
Their dream season ends on November 30th in Ann Arbor.
Let's go, Blue. Where you at?
They come to take that game.
They are a wrap.
Hey.
They come to win that game
Jake Ryan is going to knock Braxton Miller out the game. You can mark that one down.
I don't think he's going to get even closer to him.
Hey, James.
Okay, buddy, you think so, Lucy? Yeah, you see me on November
30th. No way. They over. Right. They over.
The next team we got is Stanford. The over under for Stanford is 10.
They're under. They're going to lose it.
Stanford, Kia says under.
What you say, Diz?
I got them like 9-4.
Okay. James, what you say, James?
I got them at a push because I think the Big 12 title is going to occur in the game between Stanford and Oregon.
Yeah.
Okay, November 7th. Okay, all right. That's the next team that we're gonna talk about. Oregon.
I gotta
put the number out there. The number for Oregon is 11.
They're over.
Over 11. Kia says over 11.
I'm gonna push and leave it at 11.
Diz, you gonna push and leave it at 11? James, what say you, James?
I'm gonna push him and leave him at 11.
Okay, so we got Ohio State at 12, Alabama at 12, Stanford at 10, Oregon at 11.
I'm looking at Ohio State, and they can't do nothing but anything but up. Urban Meyer in his second year, man, he really does better than he does in his first year. That's the bell. So we got a new caller on the line. Angie, what's good? Welcome to the Bigger Show. What's happening?
Hi,
Mayor. Hey, what's going on?
No, I was going in to say happy birthday, but I want to sing it in my Marilyn Monroe voice.
Oh snap! You just made me drop my thing. Let me pick it back up. Go ahead. All right.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Sing it, girl.
Happy birthday, Mr. Mayor.
Ow.
Happy birthday to you. Clap it up, clap it up.
Thank you, thank all you, right. Thank you, salute.
Hey, man, you feel like John Kennedy now?
There you go. All right. That's what it is. Thank you, sweetheart. Appreciate you. What's good with you?
So welcome. Nothing much. I've been on the line. I've been listening. You know what I'm saying? Trying to play catch up with my sports.
No doubt, no doubt.
Because I haven't really had time, sit down and actually watch no ESPN or anything. So I'm listening.
We just running through some numbers right now. We're gonna get into that a little bit later on. And now that you spoke on that, I wanted to talk about that. You know, ESPN get ready to have some competition, right?
They already got it.
Fox One. Yeah, Fox. I think it's going to start on the 17th.
Right. Sometime
on the 17th. Thank you very much. They get ready to have some competition, yo. And Fox Sports is not playing. So do you really think that they're gonna be able to put a dent into what ESPN does as far as because ESPN is getting kind of predictable now, if you ask me.
Absolutely. I think Fox is gonna go ham. You know what I'm saying? They've been doing a lot of work. They had a lot of time to play catch up, and right now, with all the stuff that be going on, they have a lot to talk about. You understand what I'm saying? So, I think it's going to be very interesting.
They already doing it though. They've been doing it because every city has major city has Fox Sports.
Mm-hmm.
And any kind. So all they doing is just bringing it together to one platform.
Right. Oh, okay.
Yeah,
so they already really a sports center, but all they just doing is, they just don't have the big show.
Right.
They just waiting on the big show. When the big show come in, that's it.
So, but
look at it like this.
Go ahead.
Rupert Murdoch has had opportunity to kind of view this from the outside and look at ESPN for the last 25 or 30 years
as the model.
Examine what they do well, what they do right, what they do wrong. Rupert Murdoch is not a billionaire just because he got lucky and hit the lottery.
The man
knows broadcasting.
Right.
He has waited until exactly the right time, just like y'all said. All these regional affiliates, all he's doing now is putting it all together in one package.
Right.
Fox is going to give ESPN a serious run.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They're trying to corner the market. That's what they're trying.
The monopoly is over.
It's over.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Ain't no question.
There's now a Burger King next to McDonald's.
Just like Walmart did to Kmart, ain't it? It's going to be good, though. It's good for, all the sports heads that you really have. Now you have that grand option.
Mm-hmm.
You understand
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? Where, like, I could turn here. I already know they got something going on. So.
Right.
That's just a good thing. So,
what is everybody's opinion? I'm gonna switch gears for a second. What is everybody's opinion about LeBron James saying that he's gonna want it to be a union president for the NBA and then changing his mind, is saying that he's not really really cut out for that? What do you think? He was just saying it just to put his name. He's LeBron James. He could do what he want, or does he really have to leave?
I think he wanted to see where his power lies.
I don't even think he can.
I'm sorry,
I can't
believe that.
It would be big news.
You are the marquee player in the
league. His hairline and everything else.
Come on now. You the marquee player in the NBA and you don't know where your power lies? I'm sorry. I can't believe that.
I can't believe that either. No, he already got power.
And I'm not a LeBron fan. Anybody that knows me knows that.
Right.
But the man is who he is.
Right.
It's somebody that just probably got through his ear and told him to hold, somebody in his inner circle, or somebody pulled on him and said, "Hold on, man, you don't need this."
He might be spreading himself a little thin.
When I say where his power lies, he might be that man when it comes to playing basketball. Trust me, there's somebody bigger than him.
Right.
There's somebody bigger than him.
There's still people
that sign his check. You understand what I'm saying?
Say
if they don't feel that's a good look, that's not going to happen.
Let me say this, though. He made that statement about, you know, looking into it. But that, see, it, that as far as being the president of the Players Association, that's a whole different monster altogether.
Hold on.
Ask Derek Fisher, right? Ask Derek Fisher. Ask Patrick Ewing, right? When he was president of the Players Association, right? It's a whole different thing. So being that he's LeBron James, he can walk on water, he can do what he needs. That's a whole different thing, my dude. Leave that to the other cats. Because like my man was saying earlier, he said, yo, the cats like Derek Fisher and them was doing all the work at the negotiation table. And then when the negotiation got done, all the fly players put on their little ties and their little sweaters, and they walked through like they was doing all the work. Nah, cats like Derek Fisher and them was doing the grunt work. Sitting at the table negotiating the deal. So being the players, you know.
Do y'all actually think LeBron can sit at the table and negotiate something?
I don't think he's mentally ready. I don't think so either.
Right. That's right, Slate. That's right.
One has nothing to do
with
the
other.
That's right. Yeah, please. He wasn't even working that.
Yeah, because he's a bomb on the court. That's what translates in the boardroom.
Right.
Listen, that's what I'm saying. Boardroom and basketball is two
totally
different things.
Totally different.
Well, that's like a player trying to be a coach. Not all players can go and be a coach.
In that aspect, though, Angie, I gotta kind of look at it like, you know, say for example, look at a Jason Kidd, right? Just because, I mean, to me, in my opinion, I think that, you know, he was a kind of like a coach on the floor. So as far as, you know, knowing what goes on as far as that's concerned, you know what I mean? That might be a little different analogy. But as far as going from LeBron being a player on the floor to going behind the scenes to negotiate contracts and things like that, he might be out of his element.
Right, he's out of his element. Do y'all actually think LeBron James can actually beat a contract? No legal stuff. Let me take a different spin on this. Everybody bashing him and all. I'm going to take a little different spin on this. No, I'm not bashing him. I'm just saying, you think he just woke up? One day and just said, "Huh, I want to be president of the union association." He got people around him, man. He got folks around. He ain't making all this. He got two rings. He walked on water. He can't do no wrong.
This is the day I want to be in,
and I'm gonna flop on my face. First, he's surrounding himself with people that know the books, that know the legal minds, and all. He should have spoke to somebody
like Jerry Stackhouse first.
How you know?
Because
he
Jerry Stackhouse got out and like, yo,
what
he is,
didn't
no, 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 he has
see,
no really concept.
How you know
of,
he didn't though?
But why would he even say from the door that he's considering being the players representative, the president of the NBA Players Association?
How
would he even
say
that?
Wake up and say that.
Once he found out all the work that entails in that, he backed out. He ain't signing up for that job. Come on.
I mean, you know, I'm not going to touch that one. But it's just a situation where I don't think that he's. You know, like Slate was said earlier, spread himself too thin. You're doing this, you're doing that, you're facing whatever. Now you want to be the problem. No. It's like playing both ends against the middle.
Mm-hmm. I think he must have realized, like, you know what? This union thing ain't like setting a half-court trap.
This union thing is deep.
And this union thing ain't no joke. So I was thinking about it, but I'm not ready to do this. I'm not even going to play myself. Look at it like this, Diz.
The ones that's getting the major money as opposed to the ones that's at the end of the bench just hoping they get on a squad.
Right.
The players' union means a whole lot different from the dudes that's getting all the money, the ones that you see on all the commercials, as opposed to the dudes that's on the end of the bench.
Right.
You know what I'm saying, D? They need that players' union. They need the players' union to be right for them.
And LeBron being in there, I think it was just something he may have thought about.
Right.
And see, the only thing that's a knock on LeBron is that it's his name and who he is. So anything he does is full blast. And that was, like, let's just say if Steven Jackson decided to join the NBA or try to get the NBA position, I mean the union position, people would be looking at it, but nobody would really be like, whatever, because they knew Steven Jackson played in the NBA.
Right.
But being that it's LeBron, they're going to be like, yo, hold on, because you got to come 1,000% correct, or don't come at all. If you screw up as a player union representative, you best believe the Thunder going to come down on
you. And
look,
you know,
look how it did Patrick Ewing, yo. When Patrick Ewing was the players was the Players Association president, yo, he couldn't focus. Do what he had got hurt when we was in the finals against the Spurs.
Yeah, no doubt.
You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, being the NBA players for any sport, I'm not just talking basketball, for any sport, yo, you got to kind of like, and plus, didn't LeBron go to college? Not to knock him or nothing like that. So why would you even talk about you going to be the Players Association president when you don't really know what the hell is going on?
Well, he sounded like he could analyze the whole idea of a contract and negotiations.
Right.
I don't think he can do that, and I know he can't do that. Please.
For anybody, I think whoever offered that position to him or whoever.
Or put that idea in his head.
Whoever put that in his head got a hidden motive. You understand what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying.
One at a time,
yo.
He's not mentally ready for that.
He did not wake up one day. He didn't come up with that.
Somebody put that in his head.
He did not come up with that. I'm gonna put more pressure on me than the pressure that I already got on me.
And it's whoever put it in his head wanted that position, and they'll feel, all right, I'm gonna run this position through him. Get him in there, and then I can run it from the back seat. He don't need to know anything. That's why they don't care. He doesn't have a college degree.
And then he just play himself, and he go from mad love to mad hate.
One at a time, please. Respect the caller. One at a time. Go ahead, Slate.
I'm just saying, the ones in power want to stay in power. Make no mistake about it. So LeBron don't need to go in there front. If you're gonna go in there full throttle. Let's say he is good. He ain't going to be as good as he is on the court.
Ain't no chips
in the boardroom. It's all about paper. The guys that's in power want to stay in power, and the ones that don't have the power is trying to get there.
Right.
So basically, right now you shine in your crown, playboy. You need to stay in your lane. That's the bottom line.
James, you want to add something to that?
Yeah, I was just saying that the statement that I heard about whoever really was in his ear that was the one that really wanted to run the position really supports the theory of true power lying behind the throne.
Okay.
Absolutely.
And I'm saying what the fact is even though LeBron as a figurehead could actually do it, but he would really need a lot of support around him. All the player reps from all the teams really have to be strong in their support of him.
Absolutely.
That definitely makes sense.
He's going to need double the coaching that he gets from playing basketball. You kidding?
But, I would play the devil's advocate to say this, though, Jay and Diz and my panel. Once you're the players' president, players' association, the NBA president, it's like now you're corporate. Now you're playing both ends against the middle. When the lockout talks come up and the strike talks come out, you're representing the players.
Yeah.
But now you gotta go in there and get the ownership side, right? Then you gotta take that back to the players.
Alright.
So that puts you in a position kind of like.
Yeah, he's gonna be held at a higher standard.
Right.
Will he be able to handle that pressure when it actually comes down to it? Mm. I just personally don't think so.
Mm-hmm. And he's going to have to give something up because he's spreading himself too thin.
Right.
You're not going to be at every ESPY award and be the king of this and that.
That's why you surround yourself around people that will tell you these things.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't just going into the heat. If he going to pick this job, if he was going to be union.
My thing is, and I always say this, you always be careful who's whispering in your ear. LeBron James is not good for that job, because the first thing, LeBron James, he's going to have to sit down, like you said, playing devil's advocate, he's going to have to sit down and read a lot of documents. He's going to have to know a lot of stuff.
You
want to
know everybody's business?
And know everything. Is he capable of doing that? No. Because he's going to have too many people in his ear trying to direct him, and all of a sudden, right now, he's the president of the... Is he the president of the basketball team, or is somebody else going to be? He's not fit for that job. I don't even see LeBron James to read a whole 250 stack of documents or whatever.
He's going to need some college, some kind of college degree or something to handle that.
He's
going
to
need some kind of education.
Is he going to go to college to do that? No.
Yeah, now unless he's getting something now, you know what I'm saying?
Right. We don't know.
With nobody knowing it, you understand what I'm saying? And again, that person, that little, you know, the little devils and angels that sit on your shoulder, he got that.
Understand
what I'm saying?
Out of
water. They're
everywhere. No doubt. We here, man. After further review, man, GQ Palace, man, we hotting it up, making it nice, man, on the mayor's birthday, man. I appreciate everybody
that
called
that,
in, man, and checked in. Go ahead, kid, what you say?
What about that RG3 and Shanahan situation going on?
I think that, you know, they're kind of like trying to catch up from last year, because I think they did him dirty last year. They kept him in a little bit too long. They don't want to play themselves out again. But again, I think that they're erring on the side of caution, man. You know, that's the bell. You know what that means? We got another caller in the building. Rachel, what's good? Welcome to the bigger show. What's happening?
Well, hello there.
What's happening, man?
Hello,
what's going
hello.
On?
This is Diva.
Hello there. Hello, everybody. We all know that I don't know much about sports, but I gotta get this message through. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear mayor. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate you. Thank you. That's what it
you're
is.
You're welcome.
I have a comment real quick.
Go ahead.
I have a comment real quick. Mayor, you owe me one, because when it was my birthday, I did not hear you singing to me on the
phone. I don't sing. I can't carry a tune in a bucket. I can wish you happy birthday, though, and all that, but I don't sing.
No, it's all good.
You won't have me on Facebook. You will not have me on Twitter. No, cousin. No.
Well, I'm just passing through. I'm just passing through.
I appreciate you. Love is love all the time. You know what it is.
All right, y'all. Have a nice day, y'all.
Thank you for calling.
Thank
you. No doubt.
The reason why, because of the situation with last year, like you were saying, because the fact that Shanahan is saying if he's not ready, he will not play in week one. He will hold him to week three, four, or five.
See, now he turned it into some old Washington Nationals with Steven Strasburg. This ain't Steven Strasburg, my G. I think that... You know, if he feels like he's ready to play, let him play. Because like Ben said earlier, you got to get some kind of burn.
This might be Shanahan.
You
got to
get some kind of, you
got to
take a hit.
But the only way they're going to find out if they allow him to play.
Shanahan might be looking at it like, "Dave, this is my last rodeo. If I don't get this right, I might not be playing coaching no more."
But what do you do, though? What do you do? Hey, Ziggy, hold on. What do you do, though? Because, again, we all sat and watched that game against Seattle in the playoffs, like on that crappy field, right? He got hurt. They put him back in. Hold on. We got another caller on the line. We're going to get into this one, yo. Faith Walker's in the building. Faith Walker, welcome to the bigger show, my G.
The line is on fire
tonight.
Yeah.
We got it lit up. What's going on?
Bless. I just came to salute you, man. Wish you a happy born day and many more.
Thank you, my G. Thank you, man. Appreciate you, man. How's everything coming along with you, my G? You all right?
Yeah, everything going good, man. Everything going good. Sports world on fire. Everything
yes,
going
sir,
good.
Yes, sir, man. We right in the deep of this RG3 conversation right now. And what I was getting ready to say is that I think that, you know, Shanahan has to be cautious, you know, man. He might be a little too cautious at this point.
Yeah,
if RG3 ready to play, but if all it takes is one hit, yo. And again, like this, we talked about it last week with the turf at FedEx. If all it takes, that's all it. And then what?
Yeah, I don't understand that concept.
Unless they think the Adrian Peterson or something.
You know, and again, you know, it's the whole legacy of the next 5 to 10 years of this franchise that they're looking at.
Well, you already know how that is, man. I mean, you know,
they threw that man under the bus after that game. They ridiculed him and dragged him around. And RG3 is front because he threw him under the bus, too. Remember when his pops and all of them came?
Yeah, he got everybody involved.
He was saying, yo, Shanahan, they asked him straight up. Stephen A and all of them was like, yo, what's up with that? Should you have come out? And, you know, I got to do what my coach says. So if that's the case, Playboy, then don't front now. If it's what your coach said you sitting out, sit out.
Then sit out. Then that's right. But when does he get that, you know, that take that rust off, that hit, somebody hit him, and you know what I mean? Are you going to wait until that Monday night game against the Eagles? Or what are you going to do?
I mean, I would integrate him in, but sparingly, like, you know.
I know. Yeah, exactly.
In that game, mm-hmm. he might get a series. Game after that, 2 series. But he's too important to risk anything right now.
That's right.
He ain't even start yet. But you can't risk him right now. It's too early. He's too important.
Could you imagine if RG3 step out on the field right now and get hurt?
It would be over. It would be over for Mike Shanahan. It would be over for Daniel Snyder. It'd be done.
Shanahan might as well get his walking papers right then and there.
It'd be done.
Not saying it's right, but it'll be done.
I don't know why he let me play.
Right. Then he won't take up for him.
Exactly. He's a
creep.
I don't know why he let me play. I wanted to play. He should have been a coach and told me no.
That's how he was.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying?
Shanahan is on his thing about this. And he told, and he made it known, and I was reading the article, and he was talking about, if RG3 is not ready, he said in my book, he will not play in game one. He will not be playing. That's what Shanahan is saying. He told RG3, RG3 said he's ready, but he's going to respect his coach's decision. That was stated today. So if Shanahan said RG3 is not ready for week one, he's going to be ready for 3, 4, 5. That's point blank.
Then the Redskins might as well give it up on the season. If he's not coming back to week 3, 4, 5, they might as well give it up.
Exactly.
It's done.
Damn, they're 2 months from now.
That's another 2 months.
For me, I just came through and show love right quick. Just in and out, man. Just want to
don't doubt
Faith
Walker, man. Appreciate you, man. Thanks for calling, my dude.
Appreciate you.
Yeah,
brother, man. I'm
going to
sign out, too, homeboy. I just
want to
get
straight. You know what it is, my dude. I appreciate you for calling, man. Thanks for checking in, my G.
And Kia, black and yellow all day, every day. Hold us down.
Yeah, we got another caller on the line, man. The lines is hot right now. We got Rich Money in the building. Rich Money, what's good? Welcome to the bigger show, my dude. Hello.
What's good, Mayor? What's good?
What's happening? What's going on?
Yeah, I had to call and tell you happy birthday, man. Salute.
Thank you, man. Appreciate you, man. Yes, sir.
You know, I just had to call it because, you know, I ain't too much on this, know too much about the sports thing. All I do know one thing about the sport. LeBron, I heard, was supposed to be going to, was thinking about considering the Knicks. I don't know if that's true or not, so I'm asking you. Did you hear about that?
Listen, you know what you're going to do with that? You're going to take, we're going to pretend that statement was never made. And we're going to take that to the other Facebook groups. I don't even want to fathom, you know, LeBron being in the Knicks jersey, man. I didn't want him when he was doing his free agent thing, and I don't want him now. He's right where he need to be at.
But I was calling to give you a salute. Happy birthday.
That's what it is, my dude. Salute to you, man. GQ Palace all day, baby. GQ Palace all day. That's what it is.
Yes, sir.
Hard body karate all day, man, with a Bruce Lee kick. That's what it is. All
right.
But yeah, man. So again, man, thanks for calling. It's going down. We're gonna slide back into this thing when we're doing the over and unders. You know what I mean? We started out with Alabama, Ohio State, Oregon, and Stanford. You know what I mean? And we're gonna pick it up right now. We're gonna slide up to. But hold on. We're gonna check and see who we got in the building with me. I got Kia in the building, right?
Yep.
I got Diz in the building with me.
One.
T, you in the building? I hear T back there.
Nah, that's Lurking. Ange.
Huh?
It's Ange.
Ange? All right. So who else is with me?
I'm still with you. James,
you still here? Dez, you in the building? Yeah, well, okay, that's what it is. So, yeah, so we back in the building, man, doing the same old thing with the over and unders right now. And our next team that we gonna mess with the over and under is Georgia Bulldogs.
Ooh.
The over and under for Georgia.
Interesting.
9.
Yes.
Wow. Why you got there at 9? Wow.
The over and under for Georgia is. I thought I would get a response for that, and
wow,
I'm gonna tell you why I got
them
at 9. But I'm gonna get your opinions first. Kia, we gonna start with you. Over or under 9 for Georgia?
Wow. They may be just at 9. Wow. They're not gonna be under 9. They're gonna be more than. Oh wow.
You said over 9?
They're gonna be about 9. Oh, that's
push.
A hard one.
Yeah,
see, we
do it real over here after further review.
Yeah,
I mean, we touch a gangster over here after further review. We goes down. So we got Georgia at 9. So Kia's on her Jeopardy thing right now. She's trying to figure it out.
James,
what's good, man? Where you see Georgia at?
I think 9 is a push for Georgia.
9 is a push for Georgia. James, you like that too, Kia?
I'm a big 10 guy, but right now in the NCAA, the SEC is king. I can't dispute that.
Okay. is Rodney still with us?
9. He push.
Okay. Rodney said push? Okay, that's what it is.
Yeah,
man. Right. So I think Georgia.
Rodney, is that my 70s kid over there?
Yeah,
that's him. That's him.
All right.
The 70s kid in the building. That's what it is. Yeah, I said the Georgia Bulldogs, man. I said them at 9,
they had
Kia.
Them at 9? They had them at 9?
No, I got them at 9.
Okay.
I got them at 9. These are my over unders. I got them at 9. You know what? Hold on. I think they're going to lose the first game against Clemson. They're going to lose against Clemson.
That's the loss right there, because I definitely, oh, man.
And then the next week after that, Kia, the next week after that, they play South Carolina.
Y'all, they're gonna lose that game.
Wow.
And I might be going to that game. You may be in Carolina for that game.
Yeah, they're gonna be 0-2 out the door. Then they got LSU on the 28th of September.
Oh my God. Yeah, they got
Florida on the 2nd of November.
Oh my God.
You know what I'm saying? So I don't know what Aaron Murray and them gonna do. I think that you know they're gonna wish they had your boy, the one that got drafted by the Steelers. They're gonna wish they still had him.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Jarvis Jones.
Yeah,
man.
Jones.
So I got Georgia at 9 because I don't see them really doing too much, man.
Todd
Boyd is going to do his numbers. I think Todd Boyd and them going to do their numbers in Death Valley. They got him in Death Valley on the 31st of this month.
Yeah.
Georgia at Clemson. So that's
right
from the door. So, yeah, that's what it is. So the next squad that we got that we're going to talk about is Clemson. Speak of the devil. Clemson. So,
what was their rate this year?
Clemson's going to be like 7th or 8th. I had them at 8.
Right.
The over under for Clemson.
I think I got them at 7.
The over under for Clemson is 10.
Mm.
Wow.
Under.
Mm.
Was that a too high wow or a too low wow?
Under.
That's a too high.
Under.
I don't think Clemson wins 10 games.
Not with that turnover machine, that quarterback. Under.
Oh, so you don't like Todd Boyd. Ziggy said he don't like Todd Boyd. James, you said under too?
I seen him give a whole ball game away last year.
Yeah, he's a senior this year. I think first game again, like we just talked about, that first game against Georgia is going to be a test because he's going up against Aaron Murray, and Aaron Murray's no joke. But I think Todd Boyd is going to do it because it's a home game. They play in Death Valley.
Todd Boyd, but what I'm saying is, sometimes when he get rattled, the whole wheels fall off.
Yeah, he's done.
Just,
I think the two games he played last year. Yeah, I agree with you. He did threw those games away and could have won those games.
So do you think that, you know, for him to have good games would kind of like add to maybe his Heisman credentials? That's what I'm looking at him to be up in the Heisman.
Hey, Mayor, on that one, nice vision, because he can go either way.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? He got the potential to take it all. But
had 36 touchdowns last year.
He got the potential to take it all. But he can hit a brick wall at any time. And
right, that's true, too,
over.
My G. So, I mean, that's why. Go ahead.
When you finish this, I want to talk about Dry Archer, Heisman.
Dry Archer, I think he's just a sexy name that pops up. But we'll see around. We'll see November 1st.
They already campaigned. They already got his website up already. They got his website up.
Well, I mean,
now.
They campaigning for Braxton Miller.
So.
They campaigning for, you know what I mean?
So.
So, I mean, they campaigning for Duke Johnson. That's what I'm thinking. For Miami. That's my man. Duke Johnson gonna win the Heisman Trophy. I don't care what nobody say. But Miami Hurricanes, let's go, baby.
Oh,
you in the building.
The next team
that we're talking about right now for the over-unders is Texas A&M. The over-under for Texas A&M.
Under.
Is, oh, I got to say the number first, Rodney Z. The over-under for Texas A&M is, wait for
anyway,
it,
let's
wait
give
for
a number.
10.
Under.
10.
Under.
Rodney said under. James, where you at?
I'm going to say under, and I'm going to give you the reason.
Okay.
There's an entire year full of tape on that boy. Somebody going to figure him out.
And let me add to that, he's in the toughest conference in the whole college football.
But let me tell you, let me say something to your point, verse James. You're right. They figured out, and they had a whole year to look at tape of Johnny Manziel. But again, Johnny Manziel is hopefully after all this scrutiny and garbage, he will get a little bit better. All he has to do is play the same. He doesn't have to play above his head or play below it. He has to play the same. He went into Tuscaloosa last year and made Alabama look kind of sick.
Yeah, you're right.
Rodney Z, to your point, as far as the SEC being that top dog, Texas A&M came from another conference, and they demanded respect from the door.
Okay,
so
we're going to have to do it again.
So,
it ain't just 1 year.
That's right. But you think Nick Saban don't have September 14th circled on his calendar? You think Texas A&M don't have no respect?
Hey.
You do have a circle. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, like, yeah, Texas A&M, they have them at home. Now, this is their chance to prove to everybody. Okay, they went in there. They went to Tuscaloosa. They came out with a win. Johnny Football did his numbers. X, Y, and Z. Everybody's happy. Now, you got them at College Station. Now, it's time to show and prove. After all the stuff that he's been through, the signing of the autographs and the money and this and that and the third or whatever, now the focus is going to be on what's going to go on between those lines. And I think Nick Saban's going to have his team ready, but I also think that Kevin Sumlin's going to have Texas A&M ready. And I think the over and under for Texas A&M is 10 because somebody, and like you said, Rodney, somebody's going to bump them off. They might get bumped off right in Arkansas.
Yeah, Arkansas is not no joke, man.
Right. They might get bumped off. So
are they playing the game, Fayetteville?
They're playing September 28th in Fayetteville, Arkansas. Texas A&M,
Arkansas.
Right.
That's a trap game right there.
Yep. Then they got LSU the 23rd of November.
Mad Hatter. Mad Hatter.
Mm-hmm.
That says it all. He always gonna have his team ready. He might do some goofball decisions and stuff that's out the norm, but he's gonna have his team ready.
That's what it is. All right, the next team that we're going to get into, Kia, I know you got your antennas up.
What was it? It was
10,
right?
For Texas A&M, right.
Yeah, it was
the next school we're going to get into, Kia, I know you're ready for this one. South Carolina. The number for South Carolina, don't get mad.
Over.
I just think that, you know, it's going to be a different season for Spurrier and them. The number for South Carolina I got is 9.
Yeah, over.
Over 9? Who says
they're
over?
Kia
says over?
I think I got them at 4 this year. On my
No, I'm talking about Kia. Kia, listen to me. I'm talking about over, under as far as wins.
No, I said
under
over.
For South Carolina is 9.
I know what you're talking about.
But you got them ranked 4th? South Carolina?
I got them in 4th or 5th, I think
they're going to surprise
a lot of teams.
South Carolina, Steve Spurrier, South Carolina? The old ball coach, South Carolina?
Hey, man, I think they're going to win the SEC East this year. Over. They're going to win the SEC East this year. I think they're
going to surprise a whole lot of teams this year. They're going to be, I'm telling you, I was looking at some of the stuff, like the pamphlets that we get in the mail and stuff like that. They got I think they're going to do something down there. They're doing great things down there.
I think South Carolina, you know, with Coach Spurrier, they're in a situation where, you know, they can't win for losing because it's always going to be somebody that's going to be there to knock them off. You know what I'm saying? as much respect and whatever, you know, Coach Spurrier did down in Florida or whatever, that's fine, well and good, but that really has no bearing on what goes on in the SEC. And I feel like, you know, South Carolina is going to be one of those teams that's always going to get there, but they're going to, you know, they're not going to, you know, they're not going to snatch that ring at the end. I think that South Carolina's schedule is, it calls for them. Their schedule is not hard. Who did they play?
Yeah.
They play Georgia. They play Georgia on the 7th of September, and after that, who they got? They got trap games in October.
LSU,
they got trap games. They play
Alabama
at Arkansas,
is not even on their schedule.
Ziggy, they play at Arkansas, they play at Tennessee.
And Alabama, Alabama and LSU.
They don't got no tough teams on their schedule.
Right.
And
Alabama
count,
and LSU is not
count
even on their schedule.
Clemson at the end of the year. They got Florida.
No Alabama, no LSU.
No Alabama, no LSU.
That Clemson is
no
A&M,
none of that. A&M.
Is that
up free
in
right
Aiken or down in Columbia?
Excuse me?
That game is up in Columbia or Aiken.
The Missouri game is in Columbia.
Columbia, okay.
Yeah. It's on October
26th.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. That game is in Columbia. I mean, they play Mississippi State.
Yeah,
you know, but
weird.
Like Ziggy was talking about, they might go to Arkansas. They got to go to Arkansas. That game's in Fayetteville. And
yeah,
nobody's talking about Arkansas, but
okay,
Arkansas might be on the come up. That might be a team that, you know, to watch out for. They might snatch the ring from under somebody.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
I respect South Carolina having them as fourth.
But, their schedule's easy. Their schedule's easy.
Uh-huh.
They get past Georgia on the 7th, hey, they can slide right into a bowl game.
What's their nationally ranked?
South Carolina 7th.
Right. I just move up 3 spots.
All right. I hear you. I ain't mad at that.
Before I get my answer, Mayor, let me ask you a question. When is the South Carolina-Georgia game?
September the 7th.
It's between
the hedges.
That's kind of early, but I think that's the day that the SEC East gets decided. Because I really think it's between South Carolina and Georgia for the East.
Mm-hmm. I
told you. So I don't know, but I look at it like this. The way the SEC plays football,
right.
I think South Carolina is actually built for SEC football. They're good at running the ball, and they play tough, they talk, and they fast on defense.
What do you think about that quarterback, Connor Shore? I heard something about him, but I haven't really watched him play. So is Connor Shore going to be an upgrade? Is he going
to
be able to handle?
They've been trying to get to him for the last few years.
I look at Connor Shore like I look at A.J. McCarron. He's not the guy that's actually going to win the game for you, but if he plays within himself, he won't lose it.
So he just needs to manage the game.
Plus he got a leg on him, too.
Right.
Connor Shaw do have escapability to him.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they play Georgia between the hedges, man, on September 7th. I'm just saying like this. Aaron Murray's going to be coming off the game against Clemson. So it's going to be their home opener. So I think that's, you know, South Carolina, you know, really they don't really need Jadeveon Clowney for that game.
Ain't he supposed to be out game one?
They're playing North Carolina, so I don't know.
Right, he said he was going to hold him out that game. I don't understand that.
No doubt.
Why? Is Clowney is he being suspended for something?
No, he's not being suspended.
The injury?
I'm going on a trip. What injury?
Is it his shoulder hurt or something?
No, his shoulder ain't hurt.
You sure his shoulder not hurt? You sure Clowney don't got no? You sure? I'm looking at it right now. It says the Jadeveon Clowney back in practice was suffering a bruised shoulder. So what am I? Am I bugging?
Am I bugging? It's a bruised shoulder.
Yeah, but I'm saying if he just came back to practice.
He just came back to practice,
and then it says Spurrier says that if it doesn't show improvement, he might be out on the game against North Carolina.
But we don't know until he after the practice this week and get lead up. What's the first game? The 30th or the 20th? When that first
29th.
Game? 29th.
It's the same difference. It's the 29th. I hope he plays. I hope he plays. You know, but I still don't see South Carolina finishing for no BCS bowl. I see them being there, but at the end of the year, that's how it usually goes with them.
He needs to play. He will play.
But the next team that we want to talk about as far as the over unders is Louisville.
Mm.
All right, the over under we got for Louisville is 11.
Mm.
Under.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
James, you said under.
They playing in that week conference. They playing in that week conference.
What is their? They're gonna run the Big East. I know that.
It's not the Big East no more. It's the American Athletic.
Who are they playing non conference?
Louisville schedule. Let me look at Louisville's schedule for you, my dude. Louisville, bong. Here we go. Right on point. Their non-conference schedule. Guess they got Ohio, Eastern Kentucky. They got Kentucky. They got Florida International. Yeah, that schedule is tough, ain't it? Everybody else is conference.
Hey,
yes, sir.
That 11 looks like a push. The first four games they playing is the Sisters of the Poor.
The Sisters of the Cousins of the Poor.
You're right.
My reason
behind the 11, though, James, is because I got faith in Teddy Bridgewater. I think Teddy Bridgewater is going to have a breakout year. He's going to have a breakout year.
And the team, the schedule that they got, it calls for it. You can play quarterback that first four games and be 4-0 against
broke arm.
Don't leave Bridgewater. Y'all hard, man.
Hey, man, it is what it is, man, over
it
here,
is
my
what
dude.
It is, baby.
But look at the American Athletic Conference. Like you said, man, you know, they got a cakewalk. They don't play nobody.
I think University of Central Florida or South Florida,
I don't know. No, they don't play nobody, man. The teams that they playing are not scaring nobody. Like you said, they got a cakewalk to their conference championship or whatever, to a bowl game. But I think Teddy Bridgewater is going to make it happen, and I think he's going to be one of those names that they're going to be talking about at the end of the season as well.
Hey, you say Northern Kentucky.
Oh, yeah, consider.
Did you say Northern Kentucky?
Eastern Kentucky.
Sir. So they actually gonna pay them. $107 million.
Yep.
Come run a score.
Yep. Come see Rick Pitino and where Kevin Smith sat down at.
Right.
Come see Rick Pitino. You know what I'm saying? So all right, get that payday, man. I ain't mad at you. Get that payday. But yeah, so Rodney, you said under for Louisville.
No, I said by even.
Okay, push. Okay.
Point.
Kia, where you at with it?
They're with 11. They're with that schedule.
Kia said push. All right. So now the last team that we got, and we going to mess with, is Florida. All right.
Florida.
The over under for Florida. 9.
They can spoil everybody's dreams this year.
You think Florida's still going to hold – you think that they're still going to hold the same weight they played in South Carolina now.
They have the capabilities to beat South Carolina and Georgia. They can be spoiler this year.
Okay, but we just got through saying that – well, Kia was saying how South Carolina's going to do their numbers this year, so –
they can't. I mean, I ain't saying South Carolina ain't the top dog. I said
right.
Florida can beat them.
That division is crazy. Georgia, Florida, South Carolina, Vanderbilt, Missouri.
On any given
Tennessee,
Saturday.
Missouri could be the sneaker.
Right. Missouri could definitely be the sleeper.
Missouri was supposed to make some noise last year. But yeah, you're right. They could step up. They could always, you know, step up and do their thing. But so in Florida, is that number too high or is it too low?
What's the number again?
9.
Who their first game against?
Florida. Hold on. Wait a minute. Kia be killing me. Florida.
I don't have my book out. I don't have my book.
It's okay. Don't worry about it.
Packed.
I got you covered.
I don't have my book.
I got you. Don't worry about it. Florida. Florida's first game is against the Sisters of the Poor. We know as Toledo. Toledo.
Is that
Toledo?
Ohio?
What they get? 1.5 million.
But I tell you what, though, their second game is September 7th against the U. So that's a loss right there.
Wow.
They coming to the U, and we're going to make it happen for them. Florida Hurricanes, that's what it is. But look at Florida's schedule. Rodney Z, what is going on? Look at the schedule, Rodney. Toledo, at Miami, home Tennessee, at Kentucky, home Arkansas, at LSU, at Missouri, home Georgia, home Vanderbilt, at South Carolina, home Georgia Southern, and they close out home against Florida State.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's deep right there.
That's deep, ain't it?
Hey, that's really, yeah, that
is
deep.
That was bananas right there. And I'm saying, like, that dude that got that quarterback, Jeff Driskel, I watched a little bit of him last year, and I'm like, I could take or leave him. Florida's, I'm not scared of Florida. That's why I got supreme confidence going into that game September 7th when my Miami Hurricanes is going to make it happen.
And they're not coming up to Columbia to win that game.
And are you talking about the Missouri game?
No, I'm talking about Columbia coming to play South Carolina.
Florida game. Florida, South Carolina.
Right. Yeah, I don't know. Their schedule's off the hook, yo.
Yeah.
But that Missouri and what they play before Missouri, LSU, you said?
Yeah, they play at LSU, yes.
And then Missouri, yeah.
And then at Missouri, that's right.
Yeah.
And then they play Georgia after that.
Yeah.
That's
the schedule.
So, you know, I think that, you know, nine, I think Florida might, you know, suffer a letdown this season. But nine is still going to be a respectable number for them. Nine to get them a bowl game, easy. But nine is going to be hard to get.
Okay, what was you talking about early on further review when you said that South SEC got, like, 10 spots for the bowls?
They locked in the 10 bowl games.
How many of them are BCS bowls?
Yeah. They're spread out. They're all over the place. The SEC, hold on, I can break it down for you right now, my G. The bowl games. They're locked into 10 bowls, and that's why I was like, how does that work? How do you get locked into 10 bowls? The SEC championship goes to one bowl. You already got the BCS already. You're already going to be in the BCS. So these are the bowls.
Right.
That
everybody knows the SEC champion gets a walkover to the BCS national championship game.
Right. So these are the bowls that the SEC is locked into. They're locked into the Cotton Bowl. They're locked into the Outback Bowl. They're locked into the TaxSlayer.com Gator Bowl. They're locked in the Chick-fil-A Bowl. They're locked in the AutoZone Liberty Bowl. They're locked in the Advocare V100 Bowl. They're locked into the Franklin American Mortgage Music City Bowl. And they are locked into a couple of other bowls here. So, I don't know. It's like, you know, wherever you finish, you know what I mean? Because it says right here, it's the ACC against the SEC. So, they figure whatever teams finish top of their divisions or whatever gets the bowl game. But that's crazy.
Because the Outback Bowl, Big Ten is locked into that one too.
Yeah, you know, it's a money grab at this point. And again, it's going to lead to a playoff. That's all it's going to do. That's all it's going to do. Lead to a playoff.
Well, they already got CBS Sports.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it is SEC.
Right.
The only other games they show on CBS Sports outside of the SEC is the Army Navy game.
Okay, so we're gonna switch it up. We're gonna take it to the Big Ten chamber for a minute. I heard some underlying beef right there about the Michigan Ohio State game. Where are we at as far as Michigan is concerned? I know about Braxton Miller, I know Urban Meyer, and this and that and the third. So where do we stand as far as Michigan is concerned with their whole situation? Are they gonna be respectable, or they just gonna be another season just going under the bus for Michigan?
They're going to be respectful. Well, they're going to be respectful. They're not going to lay down for Ohio State, though. I mean, when they get there, especially if Ohio State having a good year, that's going to be one extra reason to beat them.
Is Devin Gardner that good?
Devin Gardner is a more traditional quarterback than the last one we had.
You can't even remember his name. Look at you.
Robinson.
Just the last quarterback we had. They mad at you.
No, because that Ohio State game, Brady Hope didn't do Gardner no justice.
Right.
They were in that game the whole mm-hmm. game. The second half, he kept playing musical quarterbacks.
Right.
Come on, man. I mean, and he was getting – he was moving the ball, and he had Denard Robinson in the game. He could have moved – he was moving Denard – they was moving Ohio State defense when Robinson was lined up all over the field.
Right.
But once he set him up at center and took Gardner head up, took Gardner out the game for two or three plays and started juggling him, just blew him up right there.
What's up? What's up with that dude? What's up with that running back they got, Derrick Green?
Well, I heard he was okay, but we'll see.
I mean, you know, Michigan could be 5-0, man. They, you know, they got Notre Dame on September 7th.
They
can win that game, then you know they could, you know, they might can say some things. But Ohio State, I think Ohio State is going to be a beast this year.
Okay, we want y'all to. We want Ohio State fans to beat their chest. Don't problem.
I'm not an Ohio State fan, but I think Ohio State is going to. You know, they still have a long stretch ahead of them.
They coming to the big house. They coming to the big house this year. We don't mind spoiling their party.
I hear you, but is Michigan scary like it used to be? That's the bell.
Yeah,
I mean, we got another caller on the line.
I have no idea who you are,
but we got another caller on the line. What's good? Welcome to the bigger show. I have no idea who you are, but welcome to the bigger show. What's up? Hello?
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 Welcome
to the bigger show. What's good? I have no idea who you are. I wouldn't introduce you, but I know who you are. What's your name and where you calling from? Welcome to the bigger show.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I do.
This is Tracy.
Hey, what's going on, Tracy? Welcome to the bigger show. What's happening?
How you doing tonight?
I'm good. How you be?
I'm good. I'm good. I just wanted to put a pause on all that sports talk for 1 second.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I just wanted to shout you out, my friend, my fellow Leo. I just wanted to salute you, give you a shout out for your birthday.
That's what it is. You're not going to sing, are you?
What? No.
I'm just saying because, you know. Because they've been singing and
everybody
all of that, you know.
Yeah, that's what it is. I just want to know that's right. They keep up the good work.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you. That's what it is.
And enjoy that day.
No doubt. It's being enjoyed and all of that.
All right, that's all right.
Thank you for calling.
All right, no problem.
I'll holler.
Okay.
That's what it is. No doubt. But yeah, we're back in the building, man. After further review,
I was reading about that Ohio State and Michigan, you know, the rivalries, and, you know, talking about 2010 when Ohio State beat them, then 11 Michigan came back, and then last year Ohio State won.
Right.
And I was remembering that game because I think that in 2010, they pulled Michigan out. Michigan didn't even score. And then last year, 2011. So that's going to be a good game on November the 30th. And, you know, of course I'm going with the Buckeyes to beat them.
Yeah.
Hey, Mayor.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to show you how bad, and Michigan Gamblers do not feel like this toward Ohio, people in Ohio, but the rivalry is so deep and bad that when you're coming up 75, going to the game, probably about two weeks leading up to the game, if you got Michigan plates, you know, Ohio State will, you know, pull you over.
That's messed up. We got the bell. You know what that means? We got another caller in the building. Lavina, what's good? Welcome to the bigger show. What's happening?
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you? Thanks for calling
good.
The bigger
Just
show. What's up?
To say happy birthday. You know,
thank you.
I don't sing.
Okay.
So.
Thank you.
I think the Divas did enough of that tonight.
Yes, the Divas sure did. Shout out to the Divas, and I'm coming on their show tomorrow night, and I'm gonna sing.
Oh,
I have no idea
what
I'm gonna sing. When I'm gonna sing something, I'm calling on their show just to get their numbers up. I know people are gonna be calling like, "What is that?" But I'm calling to make my singing, my national singing debut on the Diva Show tomorrow night. It's going down.
Oh, okay. But I'll let y'all get back to sports. Of course, you know, I'm following y'all, but I don't really do the sports either. But you know, I'm trying. But I just
that's what it is. We appreciate you. Thanks for calling. That's what it is.
You're welcome.
Appreciate you.
All right.
That's what it is. But, yeah, so, yeah, Kia, so you were saying about Ohio State?
No, I was just saying it's going to be a good game because I know a lot of, you know, just majority of my family, they don't like Michigan and, you know, other half, they get big guys. It's going to be a good game when that game plays.
Right.
Everybody's going with Ohio State to win.
Right.
Because that was their seat last year. They should have won it last year, but, of course, the band. So, you know, they told me that they were holed up in Alabama. They were saying back here that's Alabama. Ohio State told me that Alabama's holding up. But it is what it is. We'll see.
Yeah, I mean, last year was a wash for Ohio State. They knew that from the door. You know what I mean? They had nothing to lose.
And they went to the national championship and got dealt with like Notre Dame.
Well, I mean, you know, I just think that, you know, that's yet to be determined. You know what I mean? And maybe we'll see it this year. Who knows? You know what I'm saying?
We will
get to see a good championship game. Not to see this, you know, this garbage that got presented to us last year with, you know, Notre Dame, and they put the cart before the horse and Manti Te'o, and I don't know what he was doing. But we needed something better than that, and I'm looking forward to something better than that, yo.
He was playing on the internet.
So off the top of your head, so we here on August 13th, the mayor's birthday and all that, after further review, GQ Palace. As of right now, August 13th, who do you see playing for the BCS National Championship?
I know Ohio State is here. I'm trying to think who's going to be
okay,
in there.
Okay, so Kia's like Ohio State versus somebody.
who's going to be there? I'm trying to think who's going to be there. I know Ohio State going to be there. They were, you know, misfortune last season.
So, I mean, the easy pick would be what? Ohio State and Alabama?
No, Alabama ain't going back.
Okay, Kia got no confidence in Alabama, period.
Roll Tide.
So ain't going back to Alabama.
Roll Tide versus anybody.
Rodney says it's Alabama versus the field.
Versus the field.
All right. James, who you like?
I'm thinking, honestly, I am not going to completely discount what Texas A&M did last year.
Okay. I respect
and
that.
I'm going to go outside the box on this one and think that actually – I think Texas A&M and Louisville both got legitimate shots at the title game because all
Texas,
the big boys are going to end up knocking each other off.
And they're off. I like that. I like that, James. I like that, man. I like that. Texas A&M versus
it's
definitely thinking outside the box and putting a different perspective on it.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Suspect,
ain't nothing wrong
you know
with
what I'm
that.
Saying? I respect that.
I respect that. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Let me see. I'm gonna put my vote in. I'm gonna say. Like you said, James, I agree with your perspective very, very much that the big boys are going to knock each other off. Texas A&M might slide up in there. I'm going to say, Daniel, put me on the spot. Oregon, right? Mm. Even though I know it's not going to happen, Oregon versus Texas A&M.
That's
an interesting
pick.
Texas A&M. And that's just from off the top of the head right now. I mean, you know, we'll talk about it again as the season progresses, you know what I'm saying, and see where we at with it. But right now, James, I like that because that's continue. You know, since you said Texas A&M versus Louisville, Texas A&M's going to – you got Texas A&M beating Alabama on September 14th?
Yeah, actually,
okay.
I do.
Okay, all right. Yeah,
that 12-man thing, College Station – You might as well give them 7 points walking in the door.
I think Texas A&M might defend that home field, man.
You talking about a battle-tested team. If anybody can go in there and
Listen. Texas A&M went into Tuscaloosa last year, my G.
I understand that, Mayor. But I said you can get it off. Well, I said if any team can go into the 12th man and have it, it's a battle-tested team like Alabama.
Yeah, you're right. Whoever comes out of that game on September 14th is going to really have a stronghold on everything, basically, the SEC, the BCS, and everything, and people are going to be so tired and wore out from watching that game. That's the same night as the Mayweather and Alvarez fight. So it's going down on September 14th.
Hey, Bear, all I'm saying, they're not going to go there and just lay down.
You're right, Rodney. You're absolutely right, my dude.
Up all over the city.
Yeah.
They're not going to go there. Saban's not built like that.
Mm-hmm. And all he's going to do is remind them about last year. How you let them come in our house and beat us?
He's going to pound it in their head. He's going to make them feel it. I mean,
When he comes out
12th May, don't best believe he got hand signals going on. Everybody can jump up all they want. He got A.J. McCarron. When you look,
look at these signals. You know, we going off signals. We might not be able to hear, but we still going to let them feel it.
That's right. That's what it is. I hear you. I hear you. That's, any other games you got on your radar for as far as game of the year? I think that September 14th game is the game. I mean, South Carolina and Georgia on the 7th, that's a big game. You know what I mean? I mean, any SEC game, you put any SEC game out there is a big game.
Any week.
But I'm trying to look and see if any other games out there that, you know, Texas, Oklahoma, October 12th. That ring any bells? That do anything for you?
Yeah, that may be.
Stanford and Oregon stands out to me too.
Bad River.
Okay, Oregon and Stanford, November 7th. Okay, yeah, that's gonna be important as far as, because I got Oregon in the championship game, so that game means something. We got Notre Dame at Michigan on September 7th. Michigan State at Nebraska. That ring a bell for anybody?
No,
November
16th.
Okay.
Yeah.
Michigan State can go either way.
Mm. What about what about Louisville and Cincinnati, December 5th?
Can you do me a favor? Give me Ohio State
Ohio State schedule?
I think that's going to be a blowout.
Bridgewater,
I think Bridgewater's going to go off in that Cincinnati game.
Yeah. You said you want Ohio State, Rodney?
Yes.
I got you. 1 second. We got another caller on the line. Hold on 1 second. Who we got? We got Kimberly in the building. Kimberly, what's good? Welcome to the bigger show. What's happening?
I was
good. Got a hot minute. We got to talk quick because we're getting ready to get out of here.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. Appreciate you.
You're welcome. And
go
blue.
I ain't, we got a Michigan fan in the building.
Go blue.
That's
what it is. I ain't mad at that. So, hey, Rodney, let me run Ohio State's schedule for you right quick because we get ready to get out of here. They got Buffalo, San Diego State at California, Florida A&M, Wisconsin at Northwestern, Iowa, Penn State at Purdue, at Illinois, Indiana, and at Michigan.
That Wisconsin
Where's that FAMU game at? It's to be determined. It's at home. It's
going to
be in Ohio State.
Oh, wow.
So
are they
going to
be
in Columbus, yeah.
Probably. Okay,
all right. Yeah, no doubt. Hey, yo, so we're here. So we got, it's almost time for us to get out of here, so we do the little round table thing.
When is the draft? When is your draft? I'm going out of town tomorrow.
I don't know. I haven't got the date yet. I'll probably put the date out by the end of the week.
Okay.
I'll put the date out by the end of the week. This is the time of the show where we go around the table, everybody say their goodbyes so we get out of here for next week. Kia, set it off for me. We got a couple minutes, so you got to make it fast.
Traveling up to Pittsburgh tomorrow. Looking for the 6-hour trip.
Drive safe, yo.
I know.
And make sure Mike Tomlin hear you and all that.
Pittsburgh is as well.
I ain't mad at you.
4 days in Pittsburgh. I'm enjoying
that's what
it
is. That's what it is. All right, so Rodney, what's good, baby? What you got to say before we get out of here?
Almost football season. Everybody, if you think preseason, especially fantasy people, don't think it's important, it really is. Do your homework. And, hey, can't wait till football season get here.
That's what it is. James, you got anything to say before we get out of here, my dude?
Oh, yeah. Just wanted to say while we're waiting on football season to jump off, go Tigers.
Oh, yeah. We didn't even get into that tonight. Shout out to your Tigers, man. Blah, 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 and all that. Kim. I know you're going to get me in the sports room group. I know you're going to get me. It's all good. Kim, you got things to say before we get out of here?
All I got is I'm ready for football and go blue.
Hey, Kim, don't wait till 9:55 to call next week, okay?
Yeah, because you got to hear that full spirit, honey.
Yeah, don't wait till 9:55. We start at 8 o'clock.
I didn't know what the rule was like in my kids.
We start at 8 o'clock. That's the rule.
That's the rule.
We start at 8 o'clock. But listen, we appreciate you calling anyway, because you just got the tail end of it. We go in real hard body karate, so you got the Michigan perspective. I got the Ohio State perspective. It should go down. We appreciate you calling, and we look forward to you calling, you know what I mean, every week from now on. You know what I'm saying? Just call
not
8 o'clock. We'll get you a watch or a clock or something. You know what I mean? Call 8 o'clock. I'll send you a message. Call 8 o'clock.
Okay.
That's what it is. So, yeah, man, another one down. Another one bites the dust, man. It's the mayor doing his thing on his birthday, man. I want to appreciate everybody that called in, man. Faith Walker, Rachel, Angie on the check-in, my man James, DJ Diz holding me down, Kia's in the building, my man Slate called in and shouted me out, T T called and shouted me out. Rich Money, Miss Lavina even got on the press one and got in the building and got in the conversation. Listen, man, everybody, appreciate you. You know what we do, man. Every Tuesday night it goes down. Shout out to the Divas. Tomorrow night it's going down. I'm coming to sing, so be prepared. Thursday night is the relationships with the Belvins in the building. Friday, my man Rich Money does his thing until we rotate around. Sunday, Miss Lavina does it on Gospel Sunday and all that. And then it rolls back to the mayor on Tuesday. So we're doing it hard body, man. Thanks again to everybody who called in and to the listeners, man. I see you too. Tracy, don't forget, I got you. I heard you calling and all that. Don't forget. I didn't forget. It's all good. Everything is everything, man. Thanks for all the love, man. Check me out on Facebook after further review every day. This is the mayor, and I'm out, man. TQ Palace is in the building. One.